Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
404 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. All sorts of great stuff going on. We've got our old buddy Troy Miller. He's going to be joining us at 4:35. He is the president of the National Religious Broadcasters. He also is newly returned from Israel, or is he joining us from Israel? I'm not exactly sure. Well, we're going to find out at 4:35. We're going to find out. I'm looking forward to all of that. I know that there's all this news hullabaloo. Oh, my God, Jeff, there's all these texts with Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump. Okay. Let me explain a little something to you. There are no new texts. There's no new emails. All of this stuff has been out there forever. And you'll notice what the Democrats did, because in all candor, the Democrats in D.C. are just reeling from the results last Tuesday. Wait a minute. They did really well. Not really. Oh, I know that they definitely won in Virginia, New Jersey. I'm not knocking that or telling you that they went sideways there, because they didn't. But here's what they did not win. They did not win anything on the Schumer shutdown. Not a single solitary thing. Nothing. They are now voting for exactly the same thing they voted against 14 separate times. They got the worst of all possible worlds in that regard, which is why old Jeffrey Epstein emails are now being released with a name redacted. That's the big black magical marker. Because that looks scary, doesn't it? It does. Yeah, look, so-and-so said, according to this, okay. Now, here's the problem with all of it. And it's a big problem if you're a Democrat, and this is why the name is blacked out. Because the name is Virginia Giuffre. She is the young woman who killed herself. She's also the young woman who, when she was asked by actual investigators, not Democrats on the House Democrat Committee for Trump problems or whatever the hell they are, when she was investigated and chatted with actual investigators, she specifically said she had never spent, quote, time with Donald Trump, had no interaction with him. She said, unsolicited, that she had had no interaction with Donald Trump. There are others who corroborate exactly what President Trump has said all along, that as soon as he found out about Jeffrey Epstein, because Jeffrey Epstein lived in Palm Beach and he had money, so he joined Mar-a-Lago. I mean, that's what people do. There's not a big shock there. Mar-a-Lago was the place to be, and now it is once again the place to be. And in the middle, it was the place to be. Can I afford to join Mar-a-Lago? I cannot. But I also don't live in Palm Beach. Now, if I lived in South Florida, well, I still wouldn't have the money to join Mar-a-Lago, but I probably would be at more events at Mar-a-Lago. But if you had the money, and whatever the initiation fee was, whatever the dues are, I mean, it's big money. Jeffrey Epstein had big money. And he liked being in a really nifty club, so he paid the money. If you think for a second that Donald Trump was overseeing membership applications, once again, you're just crazy. It's like the same people a few years back who talked about the Trump taxes. Anybody remember that? Oh, it was a big scam. Oh, my God. You know, Trump won't show us. Trump doesn't know. That's not a knock on him. That's saying you're a billionaire with a million different businesses. You're not going to TurboTax.com filling out your taxes by yourself. You had a whole staff that does that. Then they've got a company that they contract. There's a CPA. You're not involved. I don't even know if officially he signs anything. Who knows? I don't know if he technically is the boss of any of those companies at this point. I don't think so. So that was a big nothing when they were pitching that. And you know what? This is a big nothing. $200,000 to join and then $14,000 annual dues. Wow. Hey, no offense, but if I had an extra $200,000, I'm not using it to join a club. I'm buying a club. And then I'm charging other people to join the club so that my club ownership becomes free. Or I'm going to buy 200,000 lottery tickets so that I just wind up as a billionaire, you know, because I'm diverse that way. So the fact that Jeffrey Epstein was a member of the club is a big nothing. But when Donald Trump finds out, and this is clearly after he's been a member for a while, because again, he's not overseeing applications, but he's certainly seeing people in social circles. They see each other at parties. Then all of a sudden, you see this Jeffrey Epstein, and people are talking about Jeffrey Epstein. It is at that point, according to everybody, that Donald Trump says to the staff, hey, what's going on with this guy? Because I'm hearing bad things about this guy. And so, well, you know, he's been either hitting on or trying to get some of the younger ladies who are staff members and kids of members, and Trump's like, that's it. He's out. Kick him out. He's done. And so that was it. He was done. Membership revoked. Get out. Don't ever come back. Don't let the door hit you. I think it's all pretty straightforward. So this is the desperation on the part of the Democrats, because even though they had two very nice wins a week ago, and please don't try and minimize those wins if you're on our side. Oh, it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. Of course it's a big deal. What is not a big deal are these emails being released by Democrats in the House with names redacted, because the name that is redacted again is Virginia Giuffre, who was the subject of massive investigations here in the United States and in the United Kingdom. And she had no problems reporting names of major people that she had been trafficked to, or she had interacted with, or that she had seen at Epstein Island or his house. Donald Trump was not on any of those lists. And in fact, quite the opposite, she goes out of her way to say. Because Trump was a notable figure already. Says, no, I never saw him at any of these things, never went anywhere. He certainly wasn't on the planes when I was taken down to Epstein's Island. So, I mean, really, let's not lose our minds over all that stuff. Ben Shapiro said that he had actually invited Tucker Carlson onto his network to do a podcast. And he also said he had suggested that the two host a joint podcast so that all of the discussions after the Charlie Kirk murder could be addressed. And we could talk about, according to Ben Shapiro, the major threat that the Democrat socialists are threatening in the United States. Mam Danny is just the latest example, but please don't think that he's the only threat. A little closer to home, Ghazala Hashmi, she's part of the same operations. Same sort of threats. So Ben Shapiro texts Tucker Carlson after Charlie Kirk is murdered. It was 2 months ago, do you believe that? And Tucker Carlson says, yeah, let me get back to you. I appreciate it. I'm going to spend the next week or two thinking about how to be the most effective. And then radio silence. And then Tucker Carlson winds up with that Nick Fuentes Delta Bravo on his podcast, doing nothing short of high-fiving and embracing Adolf Hitler. I mean, come on. At some point, you've just got to say, that's it. It's done. Shapiro also said of his relationship with Tucker Carlson, he looks at it with sadness because he believes, I'm quoting here, that Carlson used to be a deeply important part of the conservative moment, but movement. But he says, because of this close association now with Fuentes, who is an unrepentant Nazi, proponent of Hitler, that, they're done. That's it. Done. Over. Boom. I'm with Ted Cruz on this, by the way. I am with Ted Cruz when he says it is time for righteous conservatives to stand up and say, no, it's time for intelligent thinking Republicans to stand up and say to Tucker Carlson and that type, no.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're done. That's it. That's it. All right. Lots of great stuff still ahead. Again, Troy Miller is going to be here, president, national, religious, broadcasters, just back or still in Israel. I don't know the answer to that, but he will tell us momentarily. All right. It is 4:15. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Our friend Troy Miller, national religious broadcasters, is going to be with us at 4:35. Looking forward to chatting with him. Let me remind you about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Yeah, you should send me a text. I'm always happy to read the text. Tomorrow I'll be reading some texts early in the morning from 6 until 9 tomorrow. I will be covering the morning shift. Why? Because I'm a hell of a guy, and I really like Jeremy. Now, those are the two reasons, although not in that order. The first reason is because I really like Jeremy. And secondarily, it's because I really am a hell of a guy. That guy is going to be on in the morning tomorrow and Friday. God, Jeff Katz, man, good dude. All right, let me take a look at that James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Pat in Ellington says, hey, Jeff, thank you for telling me about the man selling Brunswick stew. I will definitely try and go over and buy some. Did you say that we have to call them and let them know if I'm going to buy some? It's at the gun place across from the state police, right? I don't live too far from there. No, Pat, yes, you're right. It's the gun place, Southern Police Equipment, which is directly across the street from Virginia State Police Headquarters, right down there on Midlothian Turnpike, and it's Paul, Diana. No, you don't have to call. If you're in the area, you could go over to Southern Police Equipment on Midlothian Turnpike. They actually have a sign-up list in there. You can sign up and make sure you order the stew ahead of time. That way, Paul won't run out. Paul makes a lot, believe me. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of gallons, I guess, throughout the course of the day. So, yeah, that's going to be Saturday starting, I'm going to say, right around 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning. I'm stopping by. I'm going to be there for a bit, and then I've got a big speech in Chesterfield as well. So I'll be right down in that neighborhood, which is going to be nice. But, yeah, that's going to be Saturday again. Paul Diana, PRD Concessions is the name of his company, former law enforcement, both corrections and police. Good, solid guy, an amazing cook, and that food truck of his does something amazing. I don't know how you do all that right there, but they do, and it's delicious. And again, he is selling that to buy gifts and the like for the recipients of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. 804 says, Jeff, I guess it's safe to assume that the investigations about those illegal abortions in Northern Virginia will be going away. Well, I would certainly hope not, but I don't know. I don't remember off the top of my head if they had been initiated by the governor and the attorney general. If that's the case, it might very well turn out to be some sort of a political answer, which would be terrible. I know. Jeff, if it is found out that President Trump was involved with the Epstein crimes, will you still support him? No. I know you don't believe the claims, but if they do find out that Trump was involved, would you still support him? 804 says, 804. No, I would not. But I'm not interested in silly hypotheticals, which is what that is. Jeff, if Donald Trump were something that you didn't know about, but he became something you were not aware about, would you still support him? Gang, I deal in facts. I deal in reality. And so I can tell you, having looked at all of this and read all of this, that we've already seen all of this. And if you are silly enough to think that any of this was valuable to utilize against Donald Trump by the Democrats, given that they have had it for forever and a day, don't you think they would have utilized it already? This is a distraction from what is still going on inside the Democrat Party, which is confusion and chaos. Or as Sir Topham Hatt used to say when he was visiting with Thomas the Tank Engine, disruption and delay on the rails. 426, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 434, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. It's not going to be bad weather-wise compared to what we've seen the last couple of evenings. My gosh. Last couple of nights, below freezing for sure, what, 27, 28? And tonight, the overnight low is going to be 40, which was darn near our high the other day. Saturday and Sunday, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're going to need to enjoy those days. It's going to be the last days in the 70s for a long time to come. But they are going to be in the 70s. You heard me right. All right, we've got a lot to address with our friend Troy Miller. Troy, as you know, is the president, the CEO, National Religious Broadcasters. Haven't had the chance to chat with him for a bit now. One or two things have happened. I know he's freshly back from Israel. We've had an election or two, you know, one or two things. Troy, welcome back, my friend. It's good to have you with us again.
Well, thanks for having me again. Good to be with you.
Where would you like to start? You want to talk about some of your time in Israel first? Because, like you, I was over there in the not-too-distant past, and frankly, I can't wait to get back.
Yeah, you know, it was a great time in Israel. I was there for what's called the Christian Media Conference. It was a group brought together of Israeli media and actually some media around the world. Folks from Finland were there, folks from Korea, folks from other, and to bring the Judeo-Christian media together to talk about our relationships, partnerships, and how we forge moving forward.
Wow. So what comes out of that, Troy? I mean, you're already about as vocal and active and passionate as you can be. I can't see you dialing up anything. So what are these other folks going to do for us?
Well, it isn't necessarily about us dialing up anything, but it is about making sure that, you know, we can build the right connections and relationships and get some of the, you know, sources that are, you know, right there in Israel every day so that we know, you know, how to pass this information along. And so people can, like I said, there's so much propaganda and fake news out there. Where can people find the real news and the real stories? And it's helping Christian communicators and media across this country to be able to have access to some of those sources.
Wow. I love that. I really do. I'm looking forward to hearing that in action as it all rolls out. You're talking about some of the fake news and the misinformation. There's a mayor-elect in New York City who seems to have built his entire career on that. What's your take on the election up there?
Well, look, I'm actually in New York City for the next 4 days, so kind of interesting. But look, I think, you know... We've had so many segments, especially of the urban populations that have gone, so far left and have bought into these socialist dreams, really, the socialist agendas, because they never come to fruition. And we've seen it across the country. So I think all eyes are going to be, especially here in New York, on New York the next year and see what happens in this city and what it turns out like. Is it going to look like San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, you know, name a major city across this country that hasn't gone on this socialist trend that's not in complete and utter breakdown and chaos.
In addition to the socialist agenda, though, you've got a real vicious Jew hatred that is present in Zoran Mamdani and the people he has surrounded himself with, a guy who seems to be full steam ahead with supporting Hamas and globalizing the Intifada. There's an extra dollop of danger with him.
Oh, yeah, this is a two-edged sword here. On one edge, you have the whole socialism movement, and on the other edge, you have a radical Islamist who believes in the dominance of Islam and the superiority of Islam, not only over every religion, but over every government around the world. So that's a frightening combination of things to come together in the governance of one of the largest cities in the world and the financial capital of the world, and certainly is supposed to be the apple of the USA.
Can you imagine what will happen on September the 11th, 2026, as he presides over the observation of the 25th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks?
Well, I can't imagine it, because he was a guy who said that, you know, the worst thing out of 9/11 was how much danger Muslims felt in the city, not anything about the over 2,000 people that lost their lives.
Yeah. My boggles. This is like Miller, U.S. President, CEO, National Religious Broadcasting, that's involved in that, because we know the importance of it. But now we have FM radio getting dropped as well with new Tesla models, correct?
We have said all along this was not about closing out an aging technology. That was the whole idea, was, oh, AM radio is not, you know, if this is old technology, nobody listens to it. Well, 80 million Americans listen to it. We said this is all about the control of the dash. And sure enough, we said FM radio was going to be behind. Now, Tesla has announced they want to remove FM radio from the cars as well, so there will be no radio. And the General Motors company, GM, has now announced that they are going to take out Apple CarPlay and Android Auto in order for them to control the dash. So this is a fight about the control of the dash, information, privacy, and choice for the American listener in this country.
Well, explain to me what happens then if they take out AM and FM. We know that, as you say, it's about that control of the dash, but if they're taking out the Apple function and the Android function, am I reading it right? Somehow I got to buy my audio from them?
Not somehow. That's the only option left to you. Okay. That's the answer. You have to buy their subscription, because their subscription then allows them to the real money, which is to track you and to build that marketing profile on you. What's your driving patterns? What stores do you pass? What coffee shops do you have? You know, and then start feeding that information, your information about your personal habits, to companies, and that's worth billions.
So what they're building, I guess, in many ways, is kind of that Facebook platform. Hey, we're just going to gather all this stuff up, and as you say, it goes to the coffee companies, and once they notice a pattern, they know they need to hit you when you're driving by one of their shops. I am a little concerned about insurance companies. You're talking about how they're going to know your driving pattern, and they are going to know, well, you know, this guy always does 4 miles an hour over the speed limit here. Now your insurance company buys that, your rates are through the roof, and it's terrifying to think about.
It is terrifying to think about it, that there is really, we're moving to a place of zero privacy in this country. Not only will your driving patterns be understood, but also your listening patterns, what you're listening to, what podcasts, what radio stations digitally you're tuning into. All of that information about you is being gathered to build a marketing profile on you. And look, we all know they keep saying, well, we don't dig deep into that person, or that we're using this for big, broad data. That's not true, because you're getting, all of us know we get targeted ads onto our phones. Now we're going to get targeted ads onto our screens of our automobiles.
Wow. And it doesn't matter how quickly you look at something, because my wife and I joke about it all the time. Something will pop up, and Heidi will say, oh my gosh, I passed by that because somebody sent me that. It was, you know, not even a whole second, but there you go. There's a targeted ad, whatever it was you were looking at. Now's the time to buy it. And in fact, you should probably get three of them in different colors, because that's just the way it all works, right? Is there any way that we fight back about that? I mean, I thought we were doing great work saving AM radio, but how do we push back on all of this?
Well, I do think saving AM radio is the first domino here that we really need to do. So as Congress comes out of this shutdown now, we need them to take up this legislation and get this past the goal line, because now we have to move on and talk about FM radio, and then talk about just free access within the car. And we have been growing on this whole privacy fight. We started off, as you said, with the social media companies and the information that's gathered. We're looking at doing some investigations. I think there's a number of laws that are already in place today that are being violated about the information that's being shared between these different entities that's not supposed to be shared. So This is a battleground that's ahead of us.
Wow. Well, Troy, I'd love for people to learn more. I obviously am going to have you back, and you and I will talk, and I'll be talking about these issues. But in the meantime, I'd love for people to be able to reach out to the National Religious Broadcasters. Maybe there's a way they can. I don't know. I haven't looked at the website. I don't know if there's an option for them to support the efforts. What's the best way for folks to learn more and become part of National Religious Broadcasters?
There is. NRB.org is our main website. You can go there and find out all the work we're doing, all the different issues that we're covering and the things that we are fighting for and champion, and keep up with that. You can also see our different social media handles on there and follow us on X and the different platforms out there that are there. And then, of course, we have our large annual conference. It'll be February 17th to the 20th. It's open to everybody. So anybody is interested in what's going on in Christian communications today, that's the place to be.
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on a second, because I'm looking at my calendar now. February such and such, and where?
February 17th through the 20th, Nashville, Tennessee, at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to have to take a look into being there. It really does sound like something I need to be part of, because I love what you guys do. And I appreciate it. I'm very grateful when you make time for us, and really, really grateful that you're doing that hard work.
Well, thank you for that.
We'll talk soon. That is Troy Miller. Troy is president and CEO, National Religious Broadcasters Association. You can learn more about it. I must plead complete and total honesty here. I did not realize that the big NRBA conference was coming up in February in Nashville. Wow, I'm going to have to take a look at getting down there for that. I think that could be a fascinating thing to do. There's some great people in that space. There really are. And even for those, because people sometimes get this concern, well, but it's all, quote, Christian radio. Well, it's representative of the general population. And I know we talk all the time about the Judeo-Christian society in which we live. I get it. But percentage-wise, far more Christians than Jews. And so there's far more representation from Christian broadcasters than, quote, Jewish broadcasters. But whether you realize it or not, we're all in the same fight there. We're all in the same space. So I'm always very comfortable with National Religious Broadcasters, American Family Radio, stuff like that. I mean, I just think they're really, really good operations. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Hey, did you get to go to Kyle Mann last night at the Glen Allen Cultural Arts Center? Now, I didn't make it. I had intended to go, and I was chatting with a few folks. I said, you know what? I'm not as nearly efficient a driver as my first choice for lieutenant governor was. John Reed, God bless him, man. He was able to get from one end of the state to the other and be on time for everything. And I did not actually make it. I had other things I was doing, and by the time I finally realized it was time to go, I was like, yeah, I can't go. So I didn't go, and I'm sorry about that. I think it's the first Virginia Council event that I missed, and I feel bad about it. I really do, because I was excited about that. But if you went, shoot me a text, would you, on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let me know how it was. I would imagine it was fantastic. I can't imagine it wouldn't be. Just Kyle's visit with us the other day was great. So as I am taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, Maggie sends a note. Says, Jeff, if they take radios out of cars, just bring a portable radio. Well, yeah, I suppose that's an option. You're going to have to explain to an entire generation of folks what a portable radio is. Well, it's weird. And there's nothing evil about it, by the way. People are like, oh my God, this is, you know, Kara. Listen, technology changes and evolves. It's just that simple. So 100 years ago, it was such and such. And then 90 years ago, it was this. And so it is what it is. I don't get angry about this. I long ago realized that I'm not in the, quote, radio business, right? That's not my job. My job is providing audio and content. That's what we all do. And some people listen to it on a radio, which is great. I've got old radios because I think they're really cool. And other people listen via their smart speaker or a laptop or their phone. I get it. So I don't want people to be angry when technology changes, even though it can be very frustrating, very frustrating. 804, Dave says, those asking about President Trump on this Epstein list. If a high-ranking Democrat is on the list, will they still support him? You know, if you voted for Jay Two Bullets Jones, we already know the answer. Can you imagine? The lack of thought from anyone who voted for Jay Jones is chilling. That's the part that's so dangerous for most of us who are conservatives, that we are living amongst people who think it's perfectly okay to put two bullets into the head of somebody with whom you disagree politically. Wow. 804 says, Jeff, no matter how I look at it, I just can't fathom that Democrats wouldn't have already released information about Trump and Epstein if it were true. Exactly my point. That's why they're doing this, because right now, inside their party, it remains chaos and confusion. They don't have their act together. Now, they were given a really, really big gift not this past Tuesday, the Tuesday before that. They really were. But they don't know exactly how they're supposed to capitalize on it. There's a big chunk of the party terrified that the party really is the party of Zohran Mamdani and AOC. Bernie Sanders is now considered a moderate or conservative. Can you win with that? Maybe. I mean, there are a lot of really stupid younger folks. That's who voted in large number for a lot of this stuff. And for them, socialism seems to be a really great idea because they're not old enough to have seen it in practice at any point. That's, again, a dangerous situation, but it is what it is. Taking a look, another 804 says, Jeff, I get what the Democrats are actually doing now. Just keep mentioning Trump and Epstein. Low information voters will think that Trump was a client. It's actually very effective. Meanwhile, real clients probably included Bill Gates and big time Democrat donors. Yeah, well, there were plenty of people that were named. There are plenty of people that were not named. Their flight logs, visitor logs, all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, what are you going to do with any of it? If you are Democrats at this point and you are really concerned that your party has no message that is long standing, then, that's the way it's going to be. That's the way it's going to be. 4:57, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.